Regina, three parties are vying to win the seat for Regina Walsh Acres in the upcoming provincial election. NDP incumbent Jared Clark is seeking re-election for Regina Walsh Acres after winning the by-election for the riding in 2023. NDP candidate for Regina Walsh Acres, Jared Clark, on the left, with NDP leader Carla Beck on the right. Courtesy NDP. Clark is a father and a former elementary school teacher at Regina Public Schools. Clark has also been involved in Wiscana Center's conservation efforts and helps coordinate field trips for Nature Regina. Clark and the NDP saw a big spike in the 2023 by-election, gaining 17% of the vote in the riding and collecting 54% of the final votes. Regina Walsh Acres was a stronghold for the Saskatchewan Party for many years until 2023. Derek Myers, the former MLA for Regina Walsh Acres, tragically passed away in 2023, leaving behind his contributions to Regina. In this year's election, the Sask Party and its new candidate, Liaquat Ali, aim to reclaim Regina Walsh Acres. Saskatchewan Party candidate for Regina Walsh Acres, Liaquat Ali. Courtesy Sask Party. Ali was raised in Pakistan and moved to Regina in 2013. After working for several years in different jobs, Ali decided to start his own company. In his free time, Ali volunteers and commits to serving time for Regina's sporting events. The final party running for Regina Walsh Acres is the Saskatchewan Green Party with candidate Diana Holly-Grisky. In the 2023 by-election, the Sask Green Party only received 0.38% of the vote. Other parties, including the Saskatchewan United Party, Buffalo Party, Liberal Party and the Progressive Party of Saskatchewan, have not announced candidates for the riding. The PCs ran in the 2023 by-election with candidate and current leader Rose Bushel. The PC leader did not win the Regina Walsh Acres by-election and is now running for the Watrous-Humboldt constituency for the upcoming provincial election. The seat of Regina Walsh Acres will be decided on October 28 during the provincial election.